Anyway, let's go to the message. Here we go. Some treasures we've been looking at. Let's go, Raj. We're rolling. Today, the treasure of, say it with me. One more time. That's the way we do it here. The treasure of what? Now, if you're sleeping on me, I will come out there on you. Can we wake up? Say, just holler or something. Say, amen. Come on. Amen. There we go. How about Merry Christmas? Merry Christmas. All right. Are you all right now? Say, come on. What is that? I was up half the night, too. Amen. Say, you know how I feel about preaching when people sleep. That's not good, is it? We do not want expletives to fly out of my mouth on Sunday morning Christmas. Amen. Yes or no? No, we don't want that preacher. Here we go. Come on. The power of five little letters. The power of five little letters. J-E-S-U-S. The power of five little letters. Just think about it. The name Jesus. It's incredible. Let's talk about it a little bit this morning. Of all the titles and different names given for Jesus in the Bible, and there's over 700 of them, according to biblical scholars. Don't ask me if there's that many. I know I've read about it many times, but I ain't been counting them, all right? But according to what I've read, over 700 different names, titles, representations of Jesus in the Word of God, Jesus is the name used most. Matter of fact, in the New Testament, almost 1,000 times you'll see the name Jesus. So in the New Testament, we're going to learn something on Christmas morning. In the New Testament, the name of Jesus is almost used how many times? 1,000 times. That's a lot. Now, it was not Jesus' favorite name for himself. His favorite name for himself was the Son of Man. He used it about himself all the time. He came to save sinners. The Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is what? Lost, the Bible says. So Jesus always remembered his mission statement. He loved the Son of Man. The name Jesus means God saves, okay? But his favorite name, Son of Man, but the most common name is Jesus. Almost how many times in the New Testament? 1,000. It's the one all the world recognizes. All the world recognizes the name Jesus. You go somewhere in the world and say, Gary Clark. Who? You will go somewhere and say, Inglewood, what? You know what I'm saying? Nowhere on this planet can you go where the name Jesus is not recognized. I mean, there might be some little tribe, some little corner somewhere. I understand that. But in the whole world, the name Jesus is recognized. Very, very unusual. And, you know, I've said it before, you know, it's interesting. It's no matter what the language is, Jesus is still Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It's still Jesus. It's Jesus. You'll be hearing them going along in Chinese. Jesus. Don't you have a Chinese name for Jesus? Uh-uh, it's Jesus. You understand? Say, it's recognized in all. Is that not a miracle? Is that not strange or what? Say, your name's different in some other language. His name is Jesus. And you should call his name Jesus, the Bible says. Very unusual. When Jesus was born, though, his name was not unique. In Jewish times, when he was born in Bethlehem, it was a very popular name for boys. But you don't hear people now call that. But back during his day, very popular. It's the same name, say it with me, as what? Joshua. Why don't you learn something else on Christmas? Jesus in the Hebrew is the same name as Joshua. Now, what was Joshua? Somebody tell me. He was a what? He was a general. He was a warrior. And so that's what you like to name your boys. A general, a warrior, a man of character, a man of strength. A man who, after Moses took over and led the children of Israel into the promised land. You remember all that? Joshua fought the battle of what? Jericho. Yeah, Joshua. Warrior, strong man, courageous one. So, this is what Jesus was named. Jesus' name means, say it with me, most people don't know this. What? God saves. We say we know Jesus. Oh, I believe in Jesus, but we don't even know what his name means. His name means what? God saves. You're going to get it down with me today. His name means what? Somebody better save this. Come on. Jesus' name, one more time, because we're slow, is God saves. Amen. So wonder why Jesus came. He came to do what? Save. But you don't think you need to be saved? Isn't that funny? That's why he came, but you don't need it? Are you kidding me? Say. That's why he came. That's what his name means. That's his mission statement. You understand? Well, no other ways can get you there. I'll be a good person. Well, he came to save you. You need saving. You need his sacrifice for you. That's what his name means. God saves. Now, after Jesus' death and resurrection, the name Jesus stopped being used for a boy's name. Isn't that strange? You mean, wait, let me review some history. It was a name being used. But after his death and resurrection, that name sort of stopped being used. Why? Here's a couple of thoughts. Why? Because Christians believe no one was worthy to bear that name. Now, occasionally we will name our sons Christian. You ever met a Christian? Say, a Christian this or a Christian that or a Christian this or a Christian the other? Unless you're from Mexico, have you ever met a Jesus? You have? Jesus, but I'm saying other from that. You haven't met too many, have you? Say, yeah, there's a kid down the street on the right. Jesus Jones. No, it wasn't. Y'all listed or not? Y'all all right? Isn't that weird? I mean, of all names, I mean, his name is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father. You think you'd name your people that? It stopped being used. Why? Because the Jews perhaps didn't believe it was a hero's name anymore. You understand? Interesting. The name of Jesus. What an incredible name. Who named Jesus Jesus? Who named Jesus Jesus? God did. Amen? And you don't think you maybe need him? But God did all this. He planned all this. He said, I'm going to send him, and he's going to save his people from their sins, and I even named him. But of course, you're fine. No, you're not. You need Jesus. You hear me today? And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. Why? Here's what his name means. For he shall what? Save his people from their sins. So the name of Jesus means what? God saves. It's mentioned how many times in the New Testament? Almost 1,000. Y'all are doing pretty good. Jesus' name was his mission statement. That's what his name was. He will save their people from their sins. Very few of us, our name is our mission statement. As much as our parents may have put thought into naming us, and I think sometimes there's more to it these days than there used to be. I don't know. There's these big baby books and people pore over names these days, you know. But back in my day when my daddy was born, his name was Pleasant. Pleasant Charles Clark. And he always wondered. He said, why'd you name me Pleasant, Mama? And she said, well, it was a pleasant day outside. The point is, and my name, Gary, with two R's, G-A-R-R-Y, Gary Clark, Gary. How'd I get that name? Well, my mother just happened to like watching the Gary Moore Show. That's not a whole lot of mission statement there, Mama. But his name was his mission statement. Jesus, God saves. He will save his people from their sins. Jesus was a common name. And in every way, Jesus could identify with people of all kinds. Why in the world would I want to have a church that couldn't relate to people? Y'all hearing me? So often we do church and people can't relate to us. We're holier than thou. We're high and mighty. Listen, but he was made in the likeness of man. He humbled himself. He took upon him flesh. Wow, that's the way we need to be, wouldn't you think? Say, amen? That's our Savior. To this day, the name of Jesus is understood in all languages on the planet. And the beautiful thing is, it's easy enough for even a what? Child to say. Do you know what the greatest children's gospel song ever written is? Jesus what? Isn't that funny? Let's sing it. Jesus loves me, this I... You even know it. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Wow, I guess God is pretty good at picking out names, isn't he? Easy enough for even a child to understand. Jesus, God saves. We're saved through his name. Just a couple of thoughts this morning. We're going to roll pretty quick now. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men. Say it with me. Whereby we must be saved. You have got to deal with that in your head. We're taught, we're thought that if I'm a good person, I'm good enough. Somehow if I do better, my better will outweigh my bad and I'll go to heaven. You won't. Or what about other religions? Or what about them? That's not my problem. I got to deal with this. Y'all understand me? There's no other name given among men whereby you must be saved. You must be born again. Is that what Jesus told Nicodemus? That's exactly what he told him. You must be born again. There is no option for you. And there's no option for you today. Amen? But the beautiful thing is, he came. He was born. He died on the cross. He rose from the dead. He said, believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? Saved. So there it is. It's up to you to believe. I mean, can he do any more for us? Say. I don't think so. Amen. We pray in his name. Why y'all pray in Jesus' name? Why y'all make such a big deal out of it when you go to meetings? And why don't you just say, in God, amen. Well, it's because we pray in his name. He's God's only begotten Son. It's the way we get to the Father. He's at the right hand of God, the Father, making intercession for us, the Bible says. Why in the world would I not pray in Jesus' name? Say. They don't invite me to county commission meetings if I'm not going to pray in Jesus' name. You understand? Yes or no? All right, they send me a little prayer for me to pray. Oh, yeah. They'll ask you to pray at the county commission meeting, and they will send you a little prayer in the thing for me to pray. Do I throw it in the trash. Not to be ugly, but why would I do that? One thing I don't want to do is have politicians telling me how to pray when you can't run things, all right? Are you kidding me? And now you're going to run my spiritual life? I don't think it's going to happen. We pray in Jesus' name. We're not ashamed of Jesus. His name means God saves. We're not arrogant about it. It's the truth. That's the bottom line. That's how we pray. You should pray in Jesus' name. You should absolutely, when you pray, he knows your heart and he can hear your prayer, but you ought to work on glorifying God in your prayer. And when you close your prayer, when you're talking in your prayer, you ought to be giving credit to Jesus and praying in Jesus' name. That ought to be what you're doing. He loves that. God loves to have his Son glorified, and the Son loves glorifying the Father. Amen? And we can do that. We're baptized in his name. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. Absolutely. We're baptized in Jesus' name. We serve others in his name. At Fellowship Church, we say it this way. We love Jesus, and we want to make it clear, we love you because of Jesus. We love him because he first loved us, and we love you because he first loved us. It's all about him. We serve others in his name. There's hope, power, authority, courage, comfort, and even unity in the name of Jesus. It's amazing to me that I'm from Rockingham, North Carolina. I speak like a crazy man, talk funny, and yet I can have Canadians right here on the right. Amen? And I don't know how you put up with me. And you know, and I'm amazed at how many people from Massachusetts. Are you kidding me? Here's the beautiful thing is, there is unity in the name of Jesus. We can be different, come from different places, have different experiences in life, but the ground is level at the cross. And we humble ourselves at his feet. Amen. Praise God. That's what we do right there. Unity in the name of Jesus. I'm going to close real quick. We got to do it fast. Highlight them quick. What did the New Testament writers say about the name of Jesus? Real fast. Paul said, he's the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of every creature. By him, Jesus, all things were created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, that are visible, that are invisible. Whether there be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. And he is before all things, and by Jesus all things consist. That's the Apostle Paul. Peter said, he's gone into heaven. He's on the right hand of God. Angels and authorities and powers are made subject unto Jesus. He received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory that said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. That's what Peter had to say about him. Jude, he's the only wise God. He's our Savior. Give him glory and majesty and dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. In the book of James, the half-brother of Jesus, he said, Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of what? Glory. That's who he is. John, the apostle, the beloved. And we know that the Son of God, Jesus, has come. He's given us an understanding that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. He said in the book of Revelation, John writing, and he, Jesus, has on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, say it with me, King of kings and Lord of lords. That is Jesus. Amen? That's who we celebrate today. Y'all got it? Am I beating it in you? That's what I'm trying to do. Let's close with this. We're going to be done with this one. What did sinners say about him? What did his enemies say about him? Pilate said, Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, behold, I bring him forth to you that ye may know, say it with me, I find no fault in him. But it's funny how we'll sit in our little padded seats and we'll find fault in Jesus, and we'll find fault in God's salvation and God's plan, how he loved us, and we'll try to get up some other way. Jesus says, you're a thief and a robber. You come up some other way. Isn't that crazy? Aren't we nuts? Say. Instead of receiving a free gift, we try to screw it up. We're crazy. Pilate's wife. When he was set down on the judgment seat, Pilate's wife sent unto him saying, have thou nothing to do with this what? Just man. This is his enemies talking about him. Judas, the betrayer. What did he have to say about him? He said, I have sinned in that I have what? Betrayed innocent blood. He sounds like somebody I'm recommending that you can really trust. Jesus. His friends, his followers, even his enemies are recommending him to you this Christmas morning. The thief on the cross. What did the crook have to say? He said, we indeed justly are here, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. Say it with me. But this man has done nothing wrong. That's your Savior. Where are you going to find somebody like that? How about the Roman centurion, one of the Roman soldiers that took part in the beating and crucifying of Jesus? Now when the centurion saw what was done to Jesus, he glorified God, saying, say it with me, certainly, this was a righteous man, Jesus Christ. What a treasure we have in Jesus. Amen? I think we're done, brother. My time's up. Jesus, five little letters. How many times is it mentioned in the New Testament? About 1,000. 700 names, they tell us. Was Jesus his favorite name for himself? No, not really. He liked the Son of Man. He liked keeping the cookies on the bottom shelf and relating to you. He could have called himself Son of God. That's what I'd have done. I'd have walked through town. I'm Son of God, 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 Son of God. I'd have zapped people. Pow, pow. But that's me. I know you would have been humble with all that power. Amen. But Jesus said, I'm going to be called the Son of Man. I'll be born in dirt. I'll be called a bastard kid my whole life. That's who I'll be. Amen. I'll let them pluck my beard, spit in my face. Somebody spits in my face, you know what I do? Yeah. Yeah. Aren't you glad I'm not God? Yes, yes, yes. I'm glad of that, aren't you? Come on. Jesus, say it with me. He's my Lord, He's my Savior, and I love Him. That's my gift to Jesus today, is my love. What can I give to Him anyway? Amen? So, like Nick said, we bring an offering of praise to our King. Amen? Stand with me. Come on, would you? Praise the Lord this morning. Can we put our hands together? Thank the Lord for His Word this morning. Thank you, Lord. That was Your Word. Amen.